possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 3. We are joined by the great Larry Anderson. L.A., since the last time we talked to you, the Phillies obtained one of the best closures in baseball, and now they're in first place by 5 games since the last time we talked to you. I mean, I love having you on, but it's been a pretty good run in that time.
It's been a great run.
Yeah.
I think the level of confidence that what that did just for the whole team, I think that's a big factor. I really do. Somebody sent me a meme. It was like, I'm not afraid anymore of who's going to close the games out. And it's like a little kid, like looking up. It's like, and I think that's how people feel. And not that the bullpen, you know, they'd been okay. But it's like, I don't know. We've never had a closer in so long a time. Which I don't think that's good. I think when you get somebody that you can just put in that slot and slide everybody back a spot, I think it takes so much pressure off everybody. You've heard my analogy of the tightrope walker. When you have a closer like that, that's your net. That makes it a lot easier to go across that tightrope. And that's what Jolan has brought to this team. And I think it's shown that just sliding guys back, you know, in a more comfortable slot for them. And it's just, I think had a great impact on the whole ball club.
It's not always a thing where the fans feel one thing and the team also feels the same thing. But I have to say, watching it, knowing that he's there in the ninth, I don't think I've ever experienced, and he's only been here for 2 weeks,
right,
but I've never experienced like, oh, well, he's not going to blow the save. Like, I would be stunned if he blew the save. And I, you know, even as good as Lidge had a perfect year, I never felt with Lidge the way that I feel with, and that's no disrespect to Lidge.
No. Mm-hmm.
But, like, this guy is just like, he is as good as, him doing that is as good as I've seen anybody do anything with the Phillies over the last 20 years, to be honest with you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
When you just look at his stuff, look, and you go, okay, there's 98. Oh, wait, that wasn't a fastball. That was a slinker or whatever they call it. It's like, what the hell's going on? Well, this is a bionic arm.
Yeah.
And then you know, a few pitches later, you see 103. It's like, this is unreal. But to have that, the mentality of everybody around, you know, everybody associated with that team, it's like a big sigh of relief. It's like, oh, yes, you know, it relaxes everybody. And I think it's shown in the way we're playing.
Do you think that the other team too, knowing that he's coming in the ninth, may even force them to press in a different way in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, knowing that like it's lights out after that inning's over anyway?
I don't think there's any question. And now are other managers going to look at it like that? I got to believe they are. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's like telling guys, go ahead and go up there and swing because the rain's coming and we're already ahead and it's the fifth inning. So just swing and make some quick outs. I mean, you're not going to that extreme or anything like that. But I think it's definitely in the back of their minds. Like, we have to do things. We might have to push some buttons a little earlier than normal to make sure that we're not going up against that guy in a one-run game in the ninth inning because he's just that good. And I think it's a great point. I think definitely could affect the way opposing managers work their games against us.
So let me ask you this. It's the, because this will happen, assuming, God willing, Phillies make the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It's the eighth inning. You're up 3-2. The heart of the order is up in the eighth for the team that you're playing, 2-3-4. You have Kirkering left and you have Duran left. What do you do in the eighth inning? Do you put Duran in there because it's the heart of the order, or do you keep it the way that you've done it up until that point, let Duran handle the ninth and put Kirkering in the eighth?
For me, he's my closer. He's my ninth inning guy. That's the way I look at it. And I know, you know, Thompson, before, like, since he's been here, he's gone with, okay, we don't have a set closer, so I'm going to go with the matchups in those two innings. If there's more left-handers in the eighth inning, I use Alvarado. If there's more lefties in the ninth, I use Alvarado, and, you know, versus Kirkring or something like that. Now that we have Duran, I would rather see him just stay in the ninth inning, you know, or the last inning, put it that way. I would rather have him there for his own mentality. He doesn't have to think about, oh, do I have to be ready for the eighth, or am I just going to pitch the ninth? I think that's part of the deal of having a set closer is he knows he's going to pitch the ninth inning. And would it be better if he pitched the eighth against 2, 3, and 4? Possibly. But could it change his mentality? And that's the thing. That's what worries me more than anything is, and I know he'll say the right thing. Most every pitcher will say the right thing. They'll say, you know what, you pitch me where you want. I'll pitch wherever you want me, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But deep down, I mean, if you put a lie detector test on him and go, hey, does that really bother you if you're pitching the eighth instead of the ninth? He might not pass it if he says, no, it doesn't bother me. He might not pass that lie detector.
Yeah, when we were talking about the other day, to me it's sort of similar to the Bryce says he'll hit second and Bryce says he'll play the outfield. But if you put Bryce on a lie detector test, he doesn't want to play the outfield, doesn't want to hit second. And it's on Rob Thompson to know, I'm glad you offered that, but I know what my guy wants. And, you know. Did you ever push for an intro like Duran has when you were in the league? Did you have an idea?
Come on, LA.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, but there were some times I wish I had it on the exit.
Yeah.
Turn the lights out. Yeah, let me get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, let me sneak on out of here after that performance. But no, that's tremendous. I mean, I had no idea. I honestly had never seen it before. I had never heard him talk about it. And maybe that's
what happens when you play in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's the other thing, you know. But I mean, the what they went through to get to that and to do it, and then the lights are out, and then the phones are up. I'm like, part of the problem for me is I don't have any social media, so I have no clue about a lot of things that are happening. That I
smart man.
Yeah,
you're a smart man.
You're better off.
Yes.
So I can't. There's no way I could do it. I don't trust myself enough to say I can just do this. Right? I'll just look at here. Like, yeah. I can't. But just stay away from it. So I have. So, but I do miss a lot of stuff. I all kinds of things. I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. So. So I really hadn't heard anything about it, but to see the lights go out and all the phone lights, I thought I was at a concert and I was waiting for Jelly Roll or somebody to come rolling out.
Jelly Roll, how about that?
Yeah.
Really hold on, what do you know about Jelly Roll?
Oh, everything. it was like gave you chills. It was like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, you know, was Hoffman coming in with San Diego to Hell's Bells whatever it was, I think that's what it was. But I mean, I haven't seen anything like Duran's
Durantula. Yes.
Yeah. Durantula. 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 Yeah.
Durantula. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really, really cool.
So that's the good news. The
bad news is it's going to keep all the fans in the seats till the very last.
Yes, yeah.
And so it's going to make traffic worse.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, and the players are going to start getting booed if they hit home runs to take them out of save situations.
Yeah. Well, Ike was saying that he was like, I want to go and watch the game, and I was like, yeah, but you have to stay till the end. And he said, wow.
Yeah, because I never stay to the end, LA. I'm out of there by the sixth inning, man. Fifth, sixth inning, I'm out of there.
So we got a couple of pitchers scuffling right now. We'll go with Ranger first because he was last night, and it's been, you know, it has been documented pretty clearly his lack of velocity, and it looks like he is physically struggling up there or frustrated. I guess my question to you is and you're not in his body. Is the best thing for Ranger to give him some time off? Is the best thing for Ranger to let him fight through it? Or is the best thing for Ranger to say, hey, with Nola back, that if he's going to be the guy that ends up in the bullpen anyway, if we have to save him, what do they do with Ranger at this point?
Whew, that's a $64,000 question. Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I think because I've seen him do it, I've seen him pitch. He's pitched good games without his velocity, you know, with that 93. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I remember 93, 94 last year in the first part of the year. I mean, and he was that way for 15 starts, and all of a sudden he just started losing a little, not a ton, but a little bit. And then this year, just I've never really seen him have his that kind of velocity, but he's pitched good games. So, like with his ability to control the strike zone, command the strike zone, he can still win. But I just the thing that bothers me, and I've seen it a couple times now, is just some of his body language.
Yeah,
it just doesn't look good, and it's the frustration. Don't get me wrong, I totally understand it, and you're missing pitches and crucial pitches and that, but the overall body language, when he I don't think he felt like he had great command last night. I don't think he did. But to see him when things are going right, he's just kind of going around, bouncing around here and there and head up. You know, there's been a couple games where, and last night was one where it's almost like he even said it in the clips today. He's like, I just stopped throwing it because I couldn't get it. And it was almost like saying, well, I quit on it. And it's, trust me, I'm not saying he quit on the team. I'm not saying that. But he quit on a part of his game.
Yeah.
Because he got frustrated. And you can't do that because he's got the good enough command. Now, there's going to be days where he doesn't have it. And last night was one of them. But I think the velocity being down to where it's at, 88, 89, is just, that's just so different from where it is. But I don't know, like Thompson said, maybe it's fatigue. But he hasn't complained about anything. He says he feels good. He's, you know, his back's not bothering him. So I don't know if after a slow start, you know, not pitching regularly at the start of the season, if maybe now he's in a dead arm period time, you know, course into the season, where he just got to, you know, battle through it and you know, let his arm bounce back. Maybe a little extra time off would help.
You know, I'm not saying this is all of it. The free agency thing has to weigh on his mind, though. And I'm sure he's not between every pitch, but you think, like, at one point when he was cooking this year or cooking last year, you look at this free agency and it's all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a deal that's maybe, you know, $80 million, $100 million. And then all of a sudden this happens again. And it has to go into his head at some point that his future is determined by how he pitches this year.
I mean, I think that's a part of it, but I don't, everybody's different. And with Ranger, I don't think, and I might be wrong, but I think he'd be happy with $40 million.
Yeah.
Which most people would be.
Yes. I would,
you know,
be, if anyone wants to sign.
You're $100 million, I'm only going to get $40 million.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What
are
my great-great-great-great-grandkids going to do?
Right, right.
But I think that plays a part, but I don't know if maybe there's a – this might sound nuts, but maybe there's a fear of success. Maybe he's so comfortable here, he doesn't want to go anywhere else. And I'm not saying that he's not pitching good or not throwing hard because of that. But I mean, things like that can get into guys' heads. So there's certain guys that have been afraid of success. And, you know, I don't think that's him. But when you look at what's going on, it just, you can't help but wonder a little bit.
So, L.A., one of the things I love about you is you're like me. You're an old school guy. You care, you know, you like tradition, all that sort of stuff. So, speaking of free agency, we've been talking about this today. Kyle Schwarber from Cincinnati, they asked him yesterday, you know, they asked him about do your friends want you to come back or whatever? And he basically says, yeah, if it doesn't work out in Philly, I would definitely think about coming back. And then last night, he's catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. Like, is there any part of you that looks at that and says, like, you know, you're trying to win a World Series with the Phillies right now. Maybe ease off of the Cincinnati stuff.
I don't know. I think at the end of this season, I think teams are just going to line up and just throw in a bunch of numbers. And there's going to be a lot of high numbers.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it. Like, it's no matter what, he's going to go out and play his game. He's not going to play for anybody else except for the Phillies this year. And he'll play that way. He'll give everything he has for the Phillies. and let the chips fall where they may. I don't think he's locked into coming back here. From his own standpoint, I think he loves it here. I don't think there's any question. I think the fans love him here. He knows that, but the fans love him everywhere he's gone. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think any fans that get him will love him. So, I mean, he's basically just throwing out a blank check to all the organizations and going, you guys go ahead and fill it out however you want, and I'll make my decision. Because he's, I mean, a guy like that, having that bad in the lineup, who's not going to want that? I mean, there's, and just the fact that the character that he has, the integrity and all of that that comes with it, the things he does off the field in the community, with the kids, with law enforcement, everything. It just, you can't hope for anything better. And then you throw that, you know, with throwing the numbers in that he's put up. I don't think it matters what he does. I don't think he can talk about Cincinnati, talking about being at home and all he wants. But it's going to come to the end of the season, and I think partly it's going to be who wants to give him the most years and the most money. And I would hope that he would, you know, give the Phillies the benefit of the doubt because of what he's done here and how great that they've treated him here. So, I mean, it's almost a scary scenario of thinking that you could be without him. I don't know what this team would be without him right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's the only guaranteed power on the lineup right now.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, yeah. you get a bunch of other 20 home run guys, that sort of stuff, but he's the slugger. Well, LA, let's get a win in Cincinnati, win another series, move on and bury the Mets. That's what I'm hoping for.
On you.
All right,
brother.
All right, LA.
Have a good talking. Right.
See you, man. Hearing LA talk about Duran was great. You know, and Jack, he wants him to stay in the closer role.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He's a real baseball guy.
Yeah, well, Coach Shaw's on my side.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, from the Glenmore Eagle Little League team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? He's still talking to us?
Is he
only listening because Ike's here?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I would say it would be hard to do the whole tarantula thing
in the eighth inning. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Can you imagine?
Well, how disappointed would everybody be?
They would be so upset. You know that's got to be a debate. And you ask him, I wonder what he would say.
He wants it every
you
time
think
he steps
wants it every
out
time.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his cape.
His pump
He's
up.
He's putting on his cape. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's intimidating to the other team.
Yeah.
But then in the eighth inning, you bring him out to that. He shuts him down. And then Kirkering just walks to the mound in the ninth.
Gives the game away the ninth.
Yeah.
Not this year's Kirkering.
What does Kirkering has a song? He must have a song, right?
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
No, he can't have a song.
Well, no, he doesn't have like a whole thing, but he must have a song he likes or something. Maybe they should just do it for him too.
just play Durantula's music when Kirkering comes
out. Yeah, whoever's pitching the ninth. Give it Strom, not Romano. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Hi, Spike. Frick, what's up?
What's up? Is that
what's up, Terry?
That Springfield Delco or Springfield Monco?
Or Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, which one?
Springfield Delco, Baltimore Pike, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Right near Media? You know
there
you go.
Yeah, I lived right there. Yeah. I lived right there. Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm with Fritchie on this, man. It's the thirsty-ass Reds' fault.
Totally agree.
You could have picked any game to have his pitch with his dad. You picked the game where they play the Phillies play Cincinnati. Like, to me, I feel like in a way, this is a way Schwarber is kind of negotiating. But like you said, Spike, we're on that World Series run right now. I feel like this ain't the time for this. This is like the tear of the team. Say, so it's going to always be in the back of Schwarber's mind if they do collapse. Because, you know, when you come home somewhere, you always get that warm feeling in your stomach. Because there's a chance that if the Phillies do collapse, he might go to Cincinnati. He might feel like this is the last straw with the Phillies. You don't know how it's going to feel if the Phillies don't finish the job. You know what I'm saying? So by him saying that, that's bulletin board material. We have to think about that at the end of the season if the Phillies don't finish the job. But by Schwarber taking that interview and saying, yeah, I will go back. I will go play for Cincinnati, my hometown. Who wouldn't do
well,
it?
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's as responsible as anybody else for their failure last year. I can't blame Cincinnati on this. This is like, you ever watch that show Cheaters? You've watched that show, right? Cheaters.
Yeah.
On like when they catch their spouse cheating and they're mad at the person they're cheating with.
Jerry Greco got stabbed.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm always like, you should be mad at your wife cheating it with you, yeah. Not the other guy. You could be mad at the other guy.
Well, unless I know him.
Yes, if you know him. Yes.
Boots to asses then.
But then I'm like, it's your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife cheating.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the Reds can try all they want. They can ask them all they want. To me, I'm putting on Schwarber. Just say no.
They're entertaining it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying right now. Like, the players might look at, we don't know how the players are taking this. Yeah. Nobody has spoken out about this yet. We don't know how it's going to go in the locker room right now. And they're on a heater right now. The last couple weeks, they're on a heater.
Players aren't bothered by this.
You don't know what kind of energy this is going to bring to the players. We don't know that.
They noticed it, though.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
They saw it. They're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Where's Schwarbs going?
Wait a minute. Are we in?
Yeah, are we at home?
Are we in Philly? Thank you for the call, Terrence.
Terrence is just mad.
Yeah, of course.
They noticed it.
Hey, where's Kyle? Where's Kyle? He's
out there catching the first pitch.
The first pitch? But we're on the road.
Again, I don't think I've seen this before.
I don't think I've seen it before either.
I would love to know what Middleton's reaction was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he couldn't have been happy.
Like, seriously, has an opposing team player caught a first pitch?
I don't think so.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like it.
They didn't even have Trout do it.
No.
And that would have been the one to do it with.
Yeah.
That would have been the one to do it with.
The thirstiest moment. You know, they probably needed it at the time.
Yeah, oh, definitely we did.
Yeah.
What was that, 14?
Yeah, 2014.
14, yeah, 14 or 15?
Giving them standing ovations. He's not even from here. He's from Vineland.
You can't even get WIP in Vineland.
Yes, you can.
Millville, sorry.
Yeah. The Millville people hate when you call it Vineland. That's what I've realized. It's 2 miles away. It's Vineland. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, by the way, Alec Bowman, a home run in Lehigh Valley today.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Bomer.
Oh, man.
Well, he's used to hitting them in minor league parks.
All of his home runs this year have come in. They've all been fraud home runs.
It was 404 feet pole.
Yeah, he blew one of them.
Sacramento, right? Colorado. That's where they've all
come. He crushed one at home, didn't he?
Yeah, he mixes in one a month.
Yeah. All right, 215.
Remember the Alec Bohm home run tracker?
Oh, yes.
What a bit.
Yeah, we had one day of it.
One day.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we haven't talked to our guy Broads in weeks, it seems like. So Flyers of 50 with Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right. So this is a great tune, obviously.
Yeah, there's no way we could sing this.
No.
Marvin Gaye sounds great.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. It was breaking news that Marvin Gaye is in the Commodores. Great one, Jack.
That's Lionel.
Yeah.
You may know his daughter, Nicole Richie.
Oh, who could forget? Paris and Nicole.
Exactly, yes. I knew that's something you could relate to.
Jack thought Marvin Gaye.
I'm a Lionel Richie's man. All right,
but you're a solo Lionel Richie's man.
Yeah,
right?
I know he's in the Commodores. Yes.
You're dancing on the ceiling.
What's the
one where he's like, hello?
Hello? Yes. Yeah.
What a video that was. With the
blind
student? Yeah.
It's a sculpture. Yes. That's
was
awesome.
It Bam?
Yeah, you remember
it was
that
not
video.
Bam. That's I nice. Do?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Well, Lionel Richie had a run.
He did have a run.
Yeah, but Marvin Gaye's better.
Yes.
Yes, but they're different.
I didn't know if that was a take. I just wanted to get in the mix. Yeah. I wanted to get in the mix in your 80s nonsense. Or is that 70s?
Marvin Gaye.
Both. Yeah. 70s and 80s.
So hold on. Marvin Gaye's the Ain't No Mountain High Enough, though, right?
Yes.
Never a doubt. There you go. Yeah, we comes right back around.
And we also, you played a tune yesterday with Marvin Gaye.
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
No.
What was the other one?
What did you play yesterday?
I don't remember. What'd you play yesterday?
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough yesterday.
That's with Marvin and Tammy Terrell.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you did play that yesterday. That's what
and then was. Who sings Easy Like Sunday Morning?
That's a Commodore.
Lionel Richie. That's yeah. the Commodore.
That's the Commodore.
I'm in on the Commodore.
There you go. There you go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There you go. By the way, we can't sing that song at 5:30.
No, there's no way. Yes.
Massacre. What a...
That would be a disaster, yes.
Yeah, like, there's no offense to... there's no one taking offense right. to the way we sing Creed.
Yeah.
There would be a lot
people
of people
taking... Yes.
They think we're making fun of it.
Yes.
With Creed, we're making fun of ourselves, you know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Sticks at 60% yes.
Spit it out, kid.
60% yes. Joining us now, it is Wednesday at 3:30. It's been a while since we've been able to do this. I believe we had the trade deadline, then we had a Phillies game, but Flyers and 50 with our guy, Broads. What's up, Broads?
What are you complaining about today? This nonsense with you three is a disgrace. Do you like my new Jalen Hurts shrine behind me, by the way?
Yeah, I see. It's unbelievable.
I hadn't seen
There's
that.
More to come.
I'll see it now.
Tough couple of practices, boys. Tough couple of practices.
Yeah, how do you think? What are you thinking about that? I know you're a big Jalen guy. Have you been watching his interceptions when you're working out today?
Yep. And it's fueling me. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, listen, you got to get the uncomfortable feelings out of the way early. Instead of September and a 2-2 start, we'll do it in the joint practices. So then when September rolls around, we're 3-1, and you're out there crying that they got to bench him for Tanner McKee, making up nonsense, and then got to fight you for it. It's going to be a whole thing.
First of all, I don't make up anything.
Wow. No nonsense.
Yeah, there's no nonsense.
All we do is tell the truth, and you all get offended by it.
Yeah, I know you're in the stage of your career where you want everybody to like you and whatever, so you make up this ridiculous stuff about Jalen, but at least I have the confidence to be honest about it.
No, come on. This guy just wins. You know, it's my favorite thing in the world when you get aggravated, when you get the reality and the truth that what makes this guy so special, Broads? What makes him so fantastic? What makes him elite? He wins! He wins! He wins football games every day! I don't understand how you guys don't see it.
What are you, a caller?
No, Broach from South Jersey. I can easily be a caller if you want me to be.
Well, is Matvei Michkov a good player?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. I got no Flyers in me today.
Well, no, but here's my question. He's a good player, right? They win a lot of games last year?
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But he's a good player, though, right?
Yeah, but he's not the quarterback of a football team.
Oh, okay. So sometimes there's good players on teams that lose, and sometimes there's players that maybe aren't as good on teams that win. Like, right?
There's a great quarterback that is phenomenal and wins Super Bowls and 10-game winning streaks and then just goes on runs and then continues to have the most dominant play in football to the point where people are trying to take it out of the game and then elevating everybody else by the way that he attacks his craft nonstop and the way that he carries himself and his work ethic and determination and just the way that he's phenomenal as a human being and never loses ever because he's the greatest quarterback to ever exist and he's phenomenal and he's elite and I don't understand how you don't realize that. But anyway, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't have any other questions.
This
is supposed to be
not cooking at all.
Yeah, you don't even have any Flyers.
He's cooking.
It's Flyers and 50.
No, this is strictly so you can put out an 8-minute video of you just saying Jalen's the best.
Yeah.
And then people comment, see, this is why you're here, bros.
Yeah.
To keep Spike and Jack in line.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I can't believe my youth catcher is the face of Philadelphia sports radio. Is that the one comment I saw?
My youth catcher.
Well, listen, I can't say what other people tweet out there. Somebody feels that way. Then, so be it. Yeah, you know what I mean? But listen, someone's got to bring the dose of reality to these airwaves. And Ike does.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of crap flowing at the wall. And I got to be the one to clean it up. So don't get mad at me. You should be mad at all the other nonsense and all the garbage that is just vomited in that studio nonstop. And I got to come in late at night at 1 a.m. with all my cleaning supplies. Okay, till 4 a.m. to get it off the stinking walls.
Let me ask you this. This is the last time I'm talking about Liss. Where would you rank him in quarterbacks in the NFL?
One.
Who would you?
One and maybe two. Two if you want to be objective. One if you want to be real.
Okay. So you're saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, yeah. I mean, how can I argue against it after winning the Super Bowl?
All right. You have fun doing those shows. You have fun doing those shows. I hope you get a lot of likes on Twitter, buddy.
I get a lot of likes. I get a lot of people tuning in, you know, a lot of phone calls.
So are you...
What else you got for me?
That's not the way this segment's supposed to
give it to us.
What do I have for you? Play his thing. Here. There. That's what I got for you. Talk about Flyers. It's unbelievable.
I don't have one thing. I'll tell you what, I'm a little nervous about Ranger Suarez. All right, I saw him for the first time crack. He was cracking yesterday on the bump. He started freaking out at the ump. He's having hot garbage body language. And I'm going, oh, geez, what the hell was going on? Now, I'm actually feeling good about this squad. I started to buy in, open up my heart, get ready for a playoff push. So I'm feeling good. But then I see Zach Wheeler and I see Ranger Suarez, and it's such an unknown. And that was the strength of this squad. That's what was going to help us bring us to the promised land. So the second that I'm willing to say, hey, fellas, let's go, baby. We're getting hot. We're winning games. We're doing our thing. Bottom of the lineup, consistently going. And then now it's like, well, what the hell? But you got an awesome closer and you got a ridiculous center fielder who can rob homers nonstop when he's in the lineup.
All right. So here's my complaint. We always get these complaints. Oh, I can't believe you only do 50 seconds with Broads. Now, the first thing, he's on for like 9 minutes. That is the first. So people are mad that we're only doing 50 seconds of Flyers. We usually do a lot. We bring you on. You don't have any Flyers.
Nope.
Well, and you're on for 7 minutes anyway.
What do you want me to talk about
today? I don't know.
Be honest. The last Flyers news was like 6 months ago. I mean, listen, I love the orange and black, but it's not the only thing I got. I got it all.
Do you have any problem with Schwarber catching a first pitch before the Reds game and the day before saying that he'd go play for the Reds in free agency?
I got to be honest with you. When you opened up the show, I thought, what the hell are you guys talking about today? But you kind of have a point.
All right, there it is.
It's actually ridiculous to think.
Thank you.
Before a major league game, this dude's just getting behind the dish like for a warm up. What are you doing? Now, am I going to lose sleep over it? No. If anything, maybe no. It adds pressure to Dave Dombrowski and Middleton to get, because like this is the strings now, or these are the strings that he's pulling to try and get his money. So if anything, it should be very disrespectful to the Phils that he has to take this route. But it's nuts. Like, when was the last time you seen something like this?
So someone
we were saying it. I've never seen it before.
So someone did send one in, and I do remember it. So when Mike Yastrzemski was on the Giants, and his granddad is Carl Yastrzemski, so they had, you know, Carl throw to Mike when the Giants went to Boston.
Okay.
But he's also not a free agent.
Yeah. And he didn't yesterday. They go, boy, I'd love to play for the Red Sox.
And that wasn't even the first time, by the way. I mean, this stuff has been planted for months. The Schwarber of the Reds thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like this came out like All-Star break.
Okay, I haven't even really... Oh, no, I do remember it when you said that.
Fritz has been worried for a while.
Yeah, don't you worry about me.
Well, Broads, you come in calling us hot take artists and bringing up Jalen Hurts.
Very jolly of you.
Yeah.
And jolly. You know, we keep it very straightforward and logical and objective.
Yeah, Screamy McScreamerson over here is telling me that I'm a hot take artist.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah. When are you on again, Broads?
Tonight, after the Phillies game, I will react very accordingly.
Oh, we have that's a good little show for you then. Are you only on till 10, or is it, what's the, it's after Phillies?
Until 11.
All right, okay. 11. Yeah. All right.
And that's what Phillies will be done by, what, 8?
Yeah.
7:38?
Yeah, it's a nice little Broad show tonight.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Most say a lot of Broad shows are great.
Oh, okay, okay.
I agree, they are.
Cut them off.
Thanks, especially when you filled in for us. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
Okay, all right. Enough of you. All right, there he is, Hunter Broder.
Broads.
Broads.
He doesn't have an outro?
No. We should get him an outro.
He doesn't even have an intro.
Yeah.
Who should get an outro first, him or Tornado?
Ooh.
Tornado. Well, Tornado's been begging for one for a year.
The entire time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Broads doesn't have an intro?
He has an intro. Well,
he does have an Flyers intro. The Flyers
and 50s. The Flyers
and
50s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it says Hunter Brody. We got to change it. The Hunter Brody thing's over.
I guess he does have an intro. Yeah. Like,
he's Broads.
Yeah, he's not a Hunter Brody either. Yeah.
No one knows who Hunter Brody is.
Yeah, he's Broads. Sorry,
it's like Buzz.
By the way, here's another day that we are not at Eagles training camp. And I've
Tom Kelly was there.
Tom Kelly was there today?
Oh, yeah.
And Hugh Douglas, obviously.
Oh, because TK was in for Giglio.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to support the WIP Afternoon Show, the ultimatum is this. If Rod Lakin does not have us at training camp doing interviews with Star Eagles players by the time camp breaks on Wednesday, I give out his cell phone number, but I am perfectly willing to give out his email address, even though he's on vacation.
Yeah.
So don't worry, he'll get back to you whenever he gets back, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. In case you don't know how to spell Odyssey, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, not Audacity.
No. Yeah, not Audacity. I got an Odyssey with an O.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, the word Odyssey.
And again, you don't have to flood poor Ava's emails either.
Yeah, when you get the bounce back, you don't have to email Ava, but you could just email Rod again and let him know the big dogs haven't been to training camp yet.
And he won't respond.
No, he won't respond. Well, he should. Keep emailing him until he responds. rod.lakin@odyssey.com. You know, he doesn't respond, but you know what you will respond to?
And what she'll respond to?
She will definitely respond if you go to bluechew.com. You get a month's supply of those chewables for free.
Awesome.
On us. And inside of those chewables are the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Come on, man. You're going to be, she's going to tell all her friends. She's going to be like, you don't, he is. It hasn't been like this since, for 20 years.
It really pops out and it grows.
That is what happens. Nothing that you don't need. You don't need any of those doctor visits that come with, you know, other products. You don't need to do that. They do it all at bluechew.com. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait in line at a pharmacy. No, no, no. It is made and shipped here in the USA directly from Blue Chew. So it comes into your mailbox in a discreet
hard
package.
There it is. And they, as I said, they make and ship it here in the USA, so it is less expensive. No
tariffs.
There it is. But for the first month, Jack is paying for it. So your first month will be free to try. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. That is code 94 at bluechew.com at checkout, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Man, listen, let me address something real quick.
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber, listen, I'm at the game. You know, I'm at the game. You know, last night, two nights ago, you hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? They celebrating you. I come. Y'all show this. This the third time I done showed up to a Phillies game. Zero, no hit. You know I'm going to stop going and supporting these dudes. Kyle Schwarber, listen, I'm an Ohio guy. I call you the Ohio legend. But you up here, you throwing out first pitches. Like, bro, what are you doing, dog? Like, you want to go play for Cincinnati? Like, come on. Like,
it's a great city.
Ask Nick Castellanos. Ask him about Cincinnati. You said what?
It's a great city.
Yeah. No, it's a great city. I'm not disrespecting the city. I'm talking about the organization. You know,
I'm
not going to disrespect the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the organization. Ask Nick Castellanos. He hit 40 home runs. They ain't want to pay him, right?
Well, they were right.
You keep going from 35 yesterday to 40. He hit like 32.
Look,
they didn't hit 40.
Joey Votto, Gray Red, right?
Yeah.
They let him walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like De La Cruz coming up. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Because they don't take care of their players. Like,
we gonna pay De La Cruz?
You know, we?
I noticed that too.
Yeah, wow.
Did you mean the Phillies are gonna pay De La Cruz or the Reds are gonna trade?
Yeah. I'm just like,
no, you guys have backed me into a corner.
Yep.
You know, Jack's been kicking the city for 2 days straight now.
Yeah, he has.
Just daring me to defend my hometown. That's what you guys have been doing.
I'm a hot guy. But look, Cincinnati is like when you talk about the three C's, they number three. You know, when you talk about the three C's,
Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, and Columbus.
They
are you kidding me?
So, I'm just saying. Everybody know what the greatest sports team is in Ohio. We know where they reside at.
That's true.
So it's like, I'm looking at Kyle Schwarber, and it's like,
don't you dare give me Cleveland. I'm not taking a backseat to Cleveland.
Yeah. I get that. But we trying to win a World Series. Yeah. You out here, you throwing out first pitches. You having a home family reunion. I'm looking and seeing they're going to bring the hot dogs down the ribs. Everybody kumbaya kissing on the field. Like, we try to win. And then you go out there, and you don't even show up. Like, you could at least give me a home run. Give them something that they let you throw out the first pitch. Give them something. You don't do nothing, right? Let tonight, you don't do nothing. And you having a family reunion, hot dogs and all that.
You in the building tonight? You going tonight?
I'm not going to them no more. Oh. No.
No, that's a good thing. We need to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to win games. So I'm back at home tonight.
Yeah, you went to open practice and Dickerson got hurt. You might be bad luck.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Man, look, I'm back home. I'm home. So I ain't traveling with these dudes no more.
All right.
So I need you to show up also real quick. We buried the lead. Because I know when Chris Sims and Jay Daniels and Dan Orlovsky, all these dudes got something to say.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it. Talk to the sheriff. The sheriff had something to say. Talk to him.
Start the show off with that. I know a guy that spoke. I'm still waiting to hear about it.
What are we talking about?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting to hear about it. Because Chase Daniels and them, when they talk, we leave the
You know why? You know what, Corey? God bless Peyton Manning. But all Peyton Manning does is say nice things about everyone. I mean, we're being honest. He's not an analyst. He just wants everyone to like him.
Also, real quick, y'all heard what Tom Brady said too. And he said a guy can throw 40 touchdowns and he get praise, but his defense getting their teeth kicked in. I don't want to be that guy. I wonder who he's talking about. I know a guy that played for a city that give hot dogs out. I don't know, but...
No, I think he was talking about Baker, to be honest with you, because he played for the Bucks. I don't think he's talking about Burrow.
He could be, but I know somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just close out. You know, Elliott's training camp stats. I mean, I love it. You know, we support it. But it's like last year, y'all... He said it was a great training camp. Y'all said the season wasn't great. 2022, he said it was a bad training camp. We saw what happened. So I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't matter. I hope it doesn't matter.
AJ Brown, you out there on the field in the open camp. We ready for battle. You in paint tops and capris. Where you, Saquon? We throwing touchdowns to AJ Dillon. Where you at? Smitty out with a bat. I only see one guy. Like, where y'all at? Come on, we got the Cleveland Browns in town. Smitty getting locked up by Q on Sunday. Like, what do these dudes think? Because they want a Super Bowl, we ain't time to show up.
Oh, it's everybody else's fault. There it is. Setting up the season. All right. He's setting up the season right now. I just hope. We were saying earlier, remember the debate we had with Elliot? When we were saying, he was saying he would rather he does all the safe passes and have good stats in training camp as opposed to try the other things and blah, blah, blah. I hope that's what's happened.
I do, too.
Like, I hope he's like, you know what? I have to open it up
that's
a little
why I gotta
bit this
get
year.
Down there, man.
Yeah.
I can't trust Elliot's eyes in how he's analyzing this because he tried to give out an A for a bunch of dinks and dunks.
Yeah. Well, he almost gave out an A the other day when he was 12 of 20 because he had two good plays.
Right, yes. Yeah. I can't trust Elliot, man.
No. We need your eyes there. We need your eyes. Well, if Lakin would just send us there.
Yeah, if Lakin would send us there, what is Hugh doing?
Yeah, what's Hugh watching over there?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We have you all. I've never seen a series like this with three weird start times. So it went 6:10, 6:40, and today is 5:10, a 5:10 start.
Yeah. I think Fransky had the stat last night that they're playing 10 straight games with different start times.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Every game used to be 7:05 except for in Atlanta when it was 08 or whatever it was.
Yeah. The 4:10 on Saturday and the 1:05 on Sunday.
Wow.
Back when this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At principle.
Not a proper, you know, let's get things in line.
Yeah, we have a proper country.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.